waiting on the final changes to Final Battle. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, December 18th, 2020. This update is sponsored by IndieWrestling.us. We'll have the results from Thursday's NXT UK straight ahead, but first...
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor's biggest event of the year, and its first pay-per-view since last December. We're talking about Final Battle, it's just hours away, but there is still some uncertainty surrounding part of the card. Last week, ROH announced that EC3, Flamita, and Bandido are all out of the show due to COVID-19 testing protocols. Ring of Honor will announce changes to tonight's card during the free first hour of Final Battle. That's beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. EC3 was set to battle Jay Briscoe. Flamita and Bandido were to defend their six-man tag team titles. As for the matches that will happen, Rouge will defend the ROH World title against Brody King. Jonathan Gresham will wrestle twice. He'll defend the Pure title against Flip Gordon. And he and Jay Lethal will put their tag titles on the line against Mark Briscoe and TCO. Also, Danhausen can secure an ROH contract if he can beat Brian Johnson.
WWE.
WWE updating the card for Sunday's TLC show. The Fiend versus Randy Orton will now be a Firefly Inferno match. Also, a rematch from last Friday's SmackDown is set for TLC with Sasha Banks defending her women's title against Carmella. A reminder that tonight's SmackDown airs on FS1. The Street Profits set to defend their tag titles against Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode. Also, Bianca Belair versus Bayley.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Some interesting names on tonight's New Japan Strong. Kenta is defending his right to challenge contract for the IWGP United States Heavyweight Championship against the aforementioned Brody King. Also, Jeff Cobb faces Rust Taylor, who recently signed with WWE and made his NXT in-ring debut just days ago as Tyler Rust. Some big announcements on Thursday's NXT UK. A-Kid will challenge Walter for the UK Championship in the new year, though there's no exact date just yet. There's a number one contenders match for Kaylee Ray's UK Women's title coming. Ginny and Piper Niven will meet on the first NXT UK of the new year on January 7th. Also on Thursday's show, Gallus retained their tag titles against The Hunt. Trent Seven announced he'll be taking a break from the ring, and NXT UK unveiled a hot prospect, announcing Ben Carter will soon make his debut. The 22-year-old worked matches for AEW and Impact, among others, over the last 6 months before signing with WWE. Some injury news. NXT's Cameron Grimes is out of action for the rest of the year. PW Insider reports that Grimes underwent surgery last week. Otis is disputing reports that a group of big guys, including himself, were recently ordered back to the Performance Center by Vince McMahon for some additional training.
It wasn't like, hey, we were told this and that. Like, it would always be that Performance Center is a tool for us to get better. And if a big man wants to come up to me and he wants to work on stuff, or vice versa, I mean, we're always working.
That was Otis speaking with Fox Sports' Ryan Satin.
Impact Wrestling.
Impact Wrestling announced the Super X Cup tournament will be part of its Genesis show on January 9th. Jake Crist is now a free agent. He parted ways with Impact a couple weeks before his contract was due to expire. Impact fired Jake's brother Dave and Joey Ryan after the explosion of speaking out accusations that flooded the pro wrestling world over the summer. Jake was pulled from TV, and he said he was essentially ghosted by Impact for 6 months. Until things finally thawed recently.
I wasn't hearing anything back. I thought, with the things that I've done for the company, like the way they treated it, I thought it could have been handled. But I also understand too, them wanting to distance.
Jake Crist on the Wrestling Inc. Daily podcast. Jake added he has no hard feelings toward Impact and loved his time there. Finally, the site of WrestleMania's 4 and 5 will soon meet its end. But first, Atlantic City is holding an online auction for the chance to push the button to implode the former Trump Plaza Hotel and Casino. Money raised will go to the local Boys and Girls Club. And that's Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, December 18th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. We also thank you for your glowing rating or review. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.